Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Zesty.
Mm.
You know, because of lemon zest.
Mm.
FS1 courtesy of the call. Jaden Maiava. I wish his last name was pronounced Maiavia. You know, because of The Rock. But it's Maiava. And Femi likes him to win the Heisman Trophy. Femi, what, by the way, is there like a Heisman Trophy update, like market update from yesterday? After the whole John Mateer situation and BetMGM leaving him up as the favorite for about an hour after the news came out he was out for a month?
John Mateer is now a 15-1. No, kidding. But he's actually 22-1 over at
BetMGM. Still 22-1.
Which is not too far off. Yeah, it's 22-1, which I still cannot believe. I mean, maybe he's going to just come back and play right after surgery. They say he's out for a month. I mean, I know college programs lie all the time, and you can't take them for their word. But man, I think that's pie in the sky if you're expecting John Mateer to get back here relatively soon. But Fernando Mendoza, the Indiana quarterback, is your favorite right now. But I like Jaden Maiava. That's my guy, and I think there's a lot of meat left on the bone there for Maiava, who's now down to 16-1, and has just been the most efficient quarterback in the country through 4 weeks of the season, and plays for a coach that has produced 3 Heisman Trophy winners. Mark, you might want to pay attention to that. I don't know. I'm just a guy.
Nah, you're more than a guy. You're our guy. All right. Anyway, let's continue breaking down, Femi. Let's continue breaking down the college football weekend. This is an absolutely stacked college football Saturday. We hit on a bunch of big games yesterday, and we'll circle back to those games as the week moves along. Obviously, on Friday, we'll finalize everything, so finalize our bets and thoughts. Oregon and Penn State at Happy Valley. Bama and Georgia in Athens. Oh, baby. Yeah. But we got some other games we need to discuss. And Femi, let's start with your guy, Jaden Maiava, and USC on the road at Jake Hassan's pathetic Illini, who just got absolutely dump-trucked, seal-clubbed, destroyed last week by Indiana. And Fernando Mendoza, the new Heisman Trophy favorite. Mm-hmm. The Trojans, Femi, at BetMGM. 6.5-point road favorites, and I feel like we're going to 7 here. The juice is towards the Trojans. The total is 60.5. Do you have a betting thought? You love Maiava. Do you love USC in this game laying the lumber at Illinois?
I don't love it. I'm not going to be betting the side with this game because it just feels like that's what everyone's going to want to do here. And like, yeah, it can all cash and everybody wins. That's totally within the realm of possibility. I just don't really like the idea of betting against the team that just lost by 53 points. That doesn't seem like a great experience here. Like, if anything, the team's a little bit undervalued in the market, so I'm not going to do that. To me, it's with the total. Like, I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. USC's putting up points. They're the best offense in the country. Lincoln Riley, that team looks like they're how they have been in his glory days with Caleb Williams and in Oklahoma when they were making the CFP. I think this is a high-scoring game because Illinois also has a pretty good offense, and USC's defense, yeah, it's looked better, but they also haven't been that tested. The only power teams that they played are Purdue and Michigan State. Now this is a lot different on the road in Champaign. So I liked over 59. I still like it at over 60 where we sit right now. I think we get points, and I'm hoping that USC comes out on the winning side. But this is going to be a high-scoring game. I'd be pretty stunned if this is lower scoring.
As far as the side is concerned, so you said something right, which was you don't necessarily want to bet against the team that lost by 53 last week, which would be Illinois. If this hits 7... on principle, do we have to bet Illinois?
We don't have to, but if you're betting the side, you have to.
You have to.
Yeah. If you're interested in the side, like, you have to bet Illinois plus seven.
Will you?
It goes against my rooting interest. I mean, we could always try to shoot for a middle here, but I need USC to win this game. So I don't want to put myself in that position where I'm hoping that Illinois keeps it competitive, because I don't want to have like a real sweat like that. But man, Heisman bets aside, Illinois looks pretty good. Like, they do look pretty good. And I just, it just feels like Brett Bielema, who's a good coach, gets his guys' attention and like has a great week of practice, and where early spot, 9 a.m. body clock game for USC. You could see Illinois maybe kind of putting some scare in this Trojans team that people are starting to kind of get a hold of. But yeah, I think it's Illinois or pass. I'm just choosing to bet the over because I want to root for USC.
All right, so I have not bet the game yet. I may end up with the bet on Illinois plus seven if we get there in between now and Saturday.
Makes sense.
All right. Ohio State is visiting Washington. This opened, I want to say, 10.5 at some spots. So all the money has been on the underdog Washington Huskies, who, much to your chagrin, Femi, had an awesome second half against Washington State in the Apple Cup this past week, and that was no fun. Just continuing a football season of us. We're getting kicked in the junk. Shout out to Dean Martin, the late, great Dean Martin. This was 10.5. Now, the number one team in the country, Ohio State, an 8-point road favorite at your Huskies. Total 51.5. Femi, how do you want to bet Ohio State and Washington?
Yeah, I'm glad he brought up that Apple Cup. Not because it's like, hey, like, what a bad beat this was, but it was very illuminating watching that game. And I'm full transparency, like, I root for the University of Washington. I love Washington athletics. Like, I grew up 20 minutes from the campus. My mom went there. Like, it's an awesome school. And, like, I love the Huskies. But watching that game against Washington State.
What did your mom study?
I don't even know what her degree was in, but she ended up working at Boeing and, like, was in, like, the procurement. Like with like the parts and all that stuff, like doing those. So like that's what her job was. She's since
what
retired.
Does she think of what does mom. She think of what does she think of the 747 crisis?
Yeah, she'll answer off the record.
No, I'm being serious. Like, do you ever like ask her about that stuff?
The main stuff that she would talk about growing up was like when like the machinists would be on like strike and everything, because like that was always a thing. Like, well, like once every year or like once every couple years with like the union and everything like that. Like, there was always, because like, I grew up in Everett, Washington, which is about like 20 minutes north of Seattle. You couldn't go far in Everett without knowing somebody who worked at Boeing. Like, it's literally like the biggest thing going in Everett. And there's actually now the airport that's out there. So it's really cool to fly from Vegas to the Everett airport. Really nice, as opposed to going to SeaTac. But like, it was always a big deal. And like, that's what she would talk about. But outside of that, no. I mean, like, she was always talking about like shortages and all that stuff. And saying like, oh, I'm so busy at work. But she's since retired and gets to be a grandma. My two little nephews, which is really cool.
My mom has an accounting degree. I never ask her about debits and credits. Ohio State and Washington, how are you capping and betting this game?
I think that this
all
is
I know
just
is
a
all,
little...
all I know is that she never gets me. I'm always giving the government more money, so I may need to fire my mother as my accountant, honestly. I'm being serious. Not joking. I love my mom. Also, all I do is keep spending, giving more money to the government. I'm not a fan.
It's like, what do I get back on my return? Nothing. You actually owe money. It's like, great.
Yeah, and Bill Zimmerman wants to elect a mayor in New York City who wants to take more of our money. It's just, it's great. It's awesome. Can't wait.
Oh, boy. Put that in the open for tomorrow. I think people
noted,
are getting a little
noted,
bit of...
Noted communist Bill Zimmerman. I'm kidding.
But I think people are going over their skis with the Washington Huskies in Saturday's game. Watching that Apple Cup, Washington State was literally driving in the fourth quarter to tie the game. And then they started throwing pick sixes and fumbles happening and turnovers, whatever, and Washington wins by 28. Now, that's not the actual real thing that happened. And if people watch that game, they would realize this Husky defense is a problem. Like, the Washington defense is an absolute problem. And I think Ohio State's going to be able to name their score. I like Ohio State, and I like the over. Because, like, the one thing Washington has going for them is Damon Williams Jr., their quarterback. Super dynamic, strong arm, big-time athlete. He's really fun to watch. But they also haven't seen anything like this Ohio State defense, which I get concerned about in the trenches. So Ohio State for sure, and also a bet on the over in this game. I think the Buckeyes roll on Saturday, even though it's a tough environment and an unfamiliar place for Ohio State since they haven't been since 06.
You bet on this Wednesday. It's really funny, man, because just like we consume and we talk about, like, we provide so much content ourselves, and you know, we're huge sports fans and we're sports bettors and we consume a lot of content also. And I'm curious if you feel the same way that I do. I'm guessing that you do. It feels like Ohio State beats Texas in week one, right? And everyone's talking about Ohio State like after that. It feels like no one is talking about Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ohio State gets no attention. Everyone's talking about Penn State and Oregon and obviously like the teams in the SEC, like Texas with Arch Manning, despite the losses, way more of a talking point. And Ohio State, and I said before the season that I think the Buckeyes are the best team and I think they're going back to back. It feels like, how crazy is that? That they're flying under, they're under the radar. Like, here's the radar for people that are watching the show. There's a radar. Ohio State's under the radar right now. How is that possible? And they're getting bet against here in this spot. And I can be wrong and Washington can cover or win. I'd rather put my money on the team that I think is the best in the country.
Well, I think you said it. Their most marquee game against Texas, the biggest storyline coming out of that, was how bad Arch Manning was. It wasn't, oh my goodness, Ohio State. It was, oh my goodness, we all thought Arch was the next coming and he looks like a bad college football quarterback. So even in their like actual marquee moment, they didn't really get the flowers. And then they went on to play some of the other jabroni schools, so where it's like nobody ever pays attention at that point. So where like now we've not, like, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind with the Buckeyes. And this is their opportunity to kind of show everybody in that 3:30 Eastern spot on CBS. The whole country is going to be watching because it's the number one team in a tough environment. Let's see how this goes. There's some buzz about Washington and Damon Williams Jr. This is going to be the chance to say, okay, like this wasn't just an ugly victory against Texas. We're actually that good. We're that team. And I think we're going to see that. Like, I love Williams. I just hate this defense. This Husky defense is not going to get stops. They were struggling with Zevi Eckhaus, Nick. I don't know how many games of Zevi Eckhaus you've watched.
Is that the Twins
Washington
pitcher?
State quarterback? That's Zevi Matthews.
Okay.
This is Zevi. So Z-E-V-I.
Okay. Zevi and Zevi. Okay.
Which, honestly, the first quarter of the Apple Cup, I thought it was also Zevi. It wasn't until they put the graphic up in the stats that it was, oh, Zevi. Zevi Eckhaus, the quarterback of the Washington State Cougars. He was cooking them. Like, what do you think Ohio State's going to do? Like, Jeremiah Smith, it's going to be free reign out there. So I just don't trust this Husky defense to be able to keep this a competitive game. I think Ohio State has better athletes, the better talent. I think they flex their muscles, man. Like, I think that this is people getting, like, everyone wants to be excited about Washington. And I get it. Like, I'm a fan. I want to be excited too, but this is too much too soon in my opinion.
All right, so both of us rolling with Ohio State this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to make the executive decision to go to the SEC here. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about A&M and Auburn. So A&M is a 6.5-point favorite in the game. The total is 52.5. Auburn is on our bleep list for the end of the game last week on the road at Oklahoma. I still can't believe that that happened. A&M, obviously, one of the signature wins of this entire season, beating Notre Dame in dramatic fashion in South Bend a couple weeks ago. And Mike Elko feels like he's got this program like moving in that direction, almost that like Jimbo Fisher never got them to. It feels almost like that's where we're headed here with A&M. What do you like in this game here, Femi? Interesting spread, a little short of 7 for A&M at home against Jackson Arnold, Hugh Freeze, and the Tigers. 52.5 the total.
Yeah, it's like, do you want to do the dance with Auburn plus 6.5 again on the road at an SEC team? Like, oh, we don't have to do that dance.
Oh, I got my shoes on. Yeah, I got my dancing
shoes on.
You got your shoes on?
I'm ready.
You're
doing the dance?
Yeah, I got my shoes
on. It's Saturday Night Fever over at the Costos household.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I bet this game, and I don't have like a strong opinion of this one, but like just thinking about it, I think the under actually might be the play here. Now, I know A&M put up a bunch of points, but that was also on Notre Dame's defense, which we're finding out. Apparently, Notre Dame is like the over machine this year. Like, we all saw their game last week against Purdue. Like, that bad boy closed, like, what, 60-something, and there was, like, almost 90 points scored in the game. Like, that's going to be Notre Dame this year. I think this is actually a lower-scoring game because Auburn's defense is pretty good. Like, Auburn's got good athletes. And Auburn's passing game, they can't quite – it doesn't look like they're clicking yet with Jackson Arnold in this receiving corps. So I think the under would be my bet if I had to bet this game. But for me, this one's probably going to be a pass, of which, like, there's a lot of good games. I bet on a lot of them. This is not going to be one of them, although I'm excited to see Marcel Reed, A&M's quarterback, since he's kind of getting some Heisman buzz.
If I can paraphrase an evil R&B singer. And how does it go? Like, how does it start? From Step in the Name of Love. The part, the line specifically, I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes, yes, tonight someday, and you can be sure. I'm gonna bet Auburn from night until the day.
One thing's for sure.
I'm going to put on my dancing shoes. Then I'm going to bet on Arnold.
And I'm going to step.
He's going to hell.
He's a sicko. Like, and that's the kindest term you could use.
Yeah. it's a great song.
Yes.
It's a great song. So here's what's going to happen.
Deniable.
So on did anyone watch A&M's defense against Notre Dame? Like, I don't think this is like the Steel Curtain in the 70s. So, on Saturday, Jackson, I'm screaming at the TV, "Hey Arnold, hit a deep pass to Cam Coleman."
Yeah, football.
Like, this was right. Who's that's a great line? Who this was like Bo Nix on Sunday for the Broncos. Like, can you hit wide open receivers for touchdowns? Cam Coleman's getting behind this A&M defense. If Jackson Arnold can hit him deep, Auburn's going to cover the spread. And I'm going to put on my dancing shoes, Auburn.
Then I'm going to hit the floor.
Are we going to get a 7? I'll wait. I'll take Auburn in this game. Maybe. I'll dance once again with the Auburn Tigers. On the other side, PJ Glasser loves to dance. Does he? We'll find out what he likes this weekend in college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.